We're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Kevin Stallings. This feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Joe, we needed to win, and we got it. I'm really proud of our team, and you know, we've gotten, you know, we've been given kind of a lot of grief for our inability to win on the road thus far in the league, and this is just hard league to win in the road in, and tonight was no exception. But I'm really proud of our team for gutting it out. It wasn't a masterpiece, but it was effective, and we had some guys step up and make really big plays.
Talk about that, because we were talking, Shane didn't have his best game, AJ didn't have his best game, but still you get a nice 8-point win on the road.
Well, you know, to have those two things happen, it's amazing that we did win, but I also think it speaks to the fact that Ross Neltner stepped up and made some big plays. Our bench came off. Keegan, I thought, really played well tonight, and so I just thought we were able to get some good minutes from our bench, and some other guys stepped up. Red was really good in the first half. I thought Ross was really good in the second half.
Talk about you. When we talked coming into this game, you were going to play zone. You were going to play it some. It really seemed like down the stretch of the game, the zone was very effective.
Well, I thought that, you know, it was the one of two poisons. You know, pick your poison, and Gaines' penetration was hurting us. And so, you know, we just kind of went with the percentages, and we got in it, and it started working, and then we started rebounding out of it, and when we did, then that kind of sealed the deal.
How concerned were you? This is one of those, as you said, gutted it out. On the road, Georgia gets it down to 2 in the second half. They get it down to 1 in the second half, and, you know, you keep getting those runs. Those get harder to fight off the more runs you have to deal with.
Well, they do, but that's, you know, we've won games like that all season long. I mean, this is how we won the Auburn game. It's how we won the Bradley game. You know, I mean, it's how we won games all season long, and I guess it's just going to be one of those years where people are going to make a run at us, but as long as we're able to you know, hang in there and execute at the end and make big plays, make winning plays, which we did tonight, then hopefully we'll be okay.
Kevin, you put Ross back in the starting lineup tonight. Just talk about his performance tonight. He's been through some tough times recently.
Well, Ross has had, you know, a season where I think the first half probably didn't go the way he wanted it to go. But, you know, Joe, when I took him out of starting lineup going into the Mississippi game, everybody said, well, you know, he's trying to send Ross a message. I wasn't trying to send Ross any message. I was trying to help Ross play better. And no message being sent. I want Ross to play better. Ross played better in the Mississippi game. He came back and played better in the Auburn game. We decided to put him back in the lineup based on sustained effort and productive play. And, you know, tonight he was probably as valuable as any player we had. And played a very good game. And made very big plays for us, and so that's what we need. We need that from Ross as we go down the stretch.
You had told them before the game they needed to do a couple of things. They needed to take care of the ball and needed to make their layups. 1 out of 2 probably would be accurate tonight.
Well, we made some layups, but we missed more than we're accustomed to missing. But we knew that we thought that if we executed offense, we would get to the basket and get some. And we got them, and uncharacteristically, AJ missed some. And but, you know, that's the game of basketball. We missed some free throws from some really good free throw shooters too. But, you know, missed layups are not going to be a thing, hopefully, that is plaguing to us over the course of the remainder of the season. And we did take care of the ball. We only had 3 or 4 turnovers at halftime, 4 or 5 in the second half. And so that's what you have to do on the road. You have to give yourself a chance at the goal, as many possessions as you can. And then the better the quality of your chance at the goal, the better chance you have to win. And I thought for the most part tonight, we were able to come up with good shots.
Well, you got them into the double bonus, I guess, or into the 1-1 with about 13 and a half minutes to go. How concerned were you about that particular aspect?
Well, I was very concerned, and especially with Gaines' ability to drive the ball. And again, that was another reason we went to the zone, because you know, they're driving the ball and we're touching them and fouling them. And so we had to play some zone to try to keep us out of foul trouble and keep them off the foul line. But it's always going to be a little bit of an adventure on the road. It just is. And you're not going to play perfectly. But I'm really proud of our team because, you know, we've taken some, you know, we've taken some static for our inability to win in the first 4 times out on the road this year in our league. And I'm just really proud of them for hanging in there and keeping their confidence, being able to win a tough game on Saturday against Auburn and then being able to bounce back and come down here tonight and win.
Well, let's go back on the road again. Why not? One more here on Saturday.
Well, you know, again, it's another game that we've got to go get ready for. South Carolina's playing great basketball right now. They're on a winning streak, and they won at Mississippi, which obviously we couldn't do. We'll have to play real close to our A game, if not our A game, on Saturday night. But, you know, again, maybe now that we've got the monkey off our back a little bit, maybe we'll be a little looser and freer, and we can go have a better roll at it.
Congratulations.
Thanks.